Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your great love that you have demonstrated to mankind. We thank you, dear God, for that love, for we recognize that love hath no height, that love hath no width, that love hath no depth. Your love, O God, is fathomless. And Father, we thank you for your love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Lord, we thank you for that love you have demonstrated. While we were yet sinners, Lord, you gave yourself on the cross. Lord, you were wounded for transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, Lord, we are healed. And Lord, we thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we can be in your presence this morning to acknowledge you as our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Father, I pray for every man today, every woman, every boy, every girl, oh God, that would tune in to this program today. Father, as they tune in, I pray, oh God, that the words that they would hear, oh God, would bring healing and deliverance. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We pray for every citizens of the kingdom today, Lord. Look down upon them. Look down upon every family, every home, Lord. God, that is being represented here today. We pray, oh God, that you move through those homes. And Lord, that you guide, direct, seal, and defend. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, we recognize that we cannot do nothing of ourselves. We haven't got the strength, neither the power of our own. But Lord, we are rejoicing because you said we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. We thank you for the very breath that we breathe this morning. Oh, God, we pray for those that are sick today, those that are sad today, those that have lost the love that they had for you. I pray, oh God, that you restore men and women today, wherever they may be, oh God, whatever they may be going through, their God, I pray, Lord, that you take them out and put them on the solid ground where they can recognize you as Savior and Lord of their lives. Father, I thank you for this opportunity today. In not the name, but in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. My friend, it's so good to be with you this morning. This is your host, Pastor Richie, and we're coming all the way from Houston, Texas. It's such a great joy for us to be with you today, this Wednesday morning, and we look forward, amen, as we continue in this day, oh God, this wonderful day that you have made and call it your own. We are so thankful that we can behold this day in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. So this morning, before I close today, I want to remind you of our activities, amen, in the Houston area. Every Sunday morning at the La Quinta Inn, amen, we are there at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Please, amen, those of you that are in the Houston area, please join us as we continue to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Please remember, amen, some of the activities that we have coming up very shortly in the month of March. Amen, March 13 and 14. Amen, there would be an IFFCFHC conference teaching, amen, on that, those 2 days, amen. We want you to come out and join us, amen, at the Holiday Inn. It's there only for 2 days, the Friday and this Saturday morning in our breakfast meeting. So feel free to, Amen. Join us there. You would be putting up notices on Facebook and other outlets whereby you can see and how you can get involved in these meetings. So today I want to let you know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there is no greater love than the love of Jesus. I want you to remember this. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God is not willing that any man should perish, but every man should come to life. Amen. Come to the knowledge of God's saving grace. Bless the name of the Lord, regardless to your position or your situation that you're experiencing right now. I want to let you know Jesus loves you and he's concerned about you, and he has given his life for you. He has shed his blood for you. Amen. So please, my friends, remember, he stands with his arms outstretched waiting for you to receive him. Please let him release you this morning from every abnormal condition that may be existed in your life. We know that he is the healer, the deliverer, savior. Hallelujah. So please, my friends, we cry out to you today. Bless the name of the Lord to come unto Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. There is no other name given among men whereby man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. I want to leave you this morning, and I want to let you know that God is on your side. So be strong, be courageous, and continue trusting in the Lord. As the book of Proverbs tells us, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Let the Lord lead you today, in Jesus' name. This is your host, Pastor Richard, saying, we love you, and God richly bless you, in Jesus' name.